Are you keeping up with the pace of reality? Have you noticed the quickening? Things are moving so much more quickly compared to what it used to be. One of the reasons why, of course, is because there's so much connectedness today. So across the internet, email, social media, websites, and so on, news moves quickly. And we saw both with the collapse of FTX, the crypto Ponzi scheme, as well as the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and Silvergate Bank, but especially SVB, we saw that once word began to spread that, hey, this bank doesn't have liquidity. They don't have the cash to give to depositors. And I think it was even Peter Thiel and others said, folks, you better get your cash out of this bank. And then, of course, word spread so quickly. And there was something like, I don't know how many billions people took out. Maybe it was $50 billion, something on that scale. People just took out of the bank and the bank collapsed. That's what happened. But that was only possible because of the rapid spread of information. But that's just one example of how things are moving so quickly now. Another example is this trans-militant movement and their event called Day of Vengeance, which is scheduled, by the way, for April 1st. This Day of Vengeance, it's all these trans militants. I don't know, some people call them trans terrorists. You know, like this trans person just shot up this Christian school in Nashville and murdered six people in broad daylight on camera. You know, a trans mass murderer, a biological woman in that case, pretending to be a man and picking up a 9mm carbine firearm. It wasn't an AR-15, by the way, it was a 9mm PCC from Caltech. And gunning down six people. Well, that whole event, I mean, it seems to be related. We're not sure yet, but the Day of Vengeance by trans people has also spread like wildfire to where the trans militant community, which, by the way, for the record, doesn't represent all trans people, just want to be clear, but there is a militant wing of the trans community that has been able to organize what looks like acts of terrorism against non-trans people, and especially against Christians. And many of them are online showing themselves wearing t-shirts with AR-15 rifles on the t-shirt. And the slogan on the shirt, I don't recall the exact wording, this is a paraphrase, but it's something like, you must accept trans or else. And then it's AR-15s. Right. Crazy, right? Crazy times. Now, also, by the way, just for the record, I am pro-Second Amendment for all people, including gay people, lesbians, trans, bisexuals, whatever. As long as you are a law-abiding citizen, you should have the right to own and carry a firearm. And there are surely cases of trans people that need a firearm for self-defense. And that's totally legit. And I have no problem with that. I'm not afraid of armed trans people. I am concerned about armed crazy militant trans people. That's different. And you could say, I mean, I could say I'm also concerned about, frankly, any crazy deranged person with a firearm, which is why you're not supposed to be allowed to buy firearms if you're under, I don't know, like mental health treatments or something, or certain types of mental health disorders. So I am pro-gun, but of course, anti-terrorism, deranged people having guns. But that's a whole different debate about who decides who gets to have guns and so on and so forth. That we can't have that debate here right now. I'm just saying I'm pro Second Amendment, but the trans militant community is using these guns, or at least threatening. Well, I guess it's more than threatening. They actually did it. At least this one person did it, to murder Christians. And according to Breitbart News, by the way, this is, I think, the fourth trans person that has carried out a mass shooting. So this is just another example of how these memes or ideas can spread very quickly across society in the financial realm, in the realm of culture, in the realm of elections, or even just, let's say, fascinating bombshell news like James O'Keefe. He's got his new group called OMG, which means O'Keefe Media Group. You can go online and see that, OKeefeMediaGroup.com, I believe, or .org, one or the other. And he's got bombshell new information about how Democrats committed massive organized campaign finance fraud by making, it seems like, tens of thousands of donations to Democrat candidates in the names of other people who, it turns out, never gave any money. So James O'Keefe went to their doors and knocked on their door and asked him, hey, it says here, you know, you gave 20 grand to this Democrat candidate, did you? And that person's like, no, I have no idea what you're talking about. That never happened. Massive fraud. But see, word about that spreads like wildfire because of the interconnectedness. And the same thing is true with, you know, good news and bad news. So if there's bad news about, let's say, Russia and Ukraine, that war, if something happens, a big escalation, let's say Russia launches hyperbaric bombs, missiles against a major European city like Berlin or something, or London. Yeah, word about that would spread like wildfire, and that would affect financial markets very rapidly. So what we need to understand, the reason I'm giving all these examples is because the regulators, the governments, and the institutions of society that have long sort of lorded over these industries, information, news, finance, and so on, they are not equipped to handle the quickening. They cannot move quickly enough. And this is why Janet Yellen, the Treasury, Fed officials, and so on, White House officials, this is why they have to meet, seems like, every other weekend now. Because they're trying to pull together some kind of last-minute response, and they have to beat the Monday morning opening of the markets because the information is moving faster than the regulators can respond to it. The information is, in other words, outrunning those who are responsible for regulations and government and finance and interest rates and so on. And this is why you hear these people say, almost in a panic, everything's fine, don't panic. When they say that, and we're hearing this from various financial institutions and governments and so on, when they say that, you should be checking out social media, especially Brighteon.social has a lot of the breaking news, but also Twitter and Gab and Truth Social and others. And you should be working to find out, why are they saying don't panic? Because anytime they say don't panic, it might be time to find out why is there a panic? And is that panic justified or not? Usually when they say don't panic, it probably means you need to take some action, like get your money out or something like that. And I'm not saying to panic, but rather to investigate. Do your research. Anytime they say don't panic, find out why, do your research, and then take all necessary action. Because frankly, if you do research into the banking system right now in the United States, guess what? It's insolvent. If you do research, if you run the numbers on the federal government, it's insolvent. The FDIC is insolvent. Even the Federal Reserve is in the hole, and they can print money. The whole damn system is insolvent. And hundreds of banks in the United States are in the red. And they do not have enough money. They can't even access enough money without emergency bailouts to meet demands of depositors if a lot of depositors want their money out. And that's a fact. It's a statistical fact. It's not a call for panicking or a call for bank runs. It's simply a rational analysis of where the system is. You know, the system works fine as long as people don't need their money out. Seriously, that's where we are. And information is spreading about the insolvency of the banks faster than ever before. Now, where the globalists failed in all of this is they failed to fully control the internet, social media, information flow, and so on. And boy, they tried, right? They tried to create, you know, the Trusted News Initiative. We are trusted. We're the only trusted. Ah, bullshit. You're the liars. They tried to create false authority. And they failed. Nobody believes them anymore. You know, vaccines are safe and effective. Why are people being maimed and killed, right? On and on. So they tried, but they failed. And the truth is that everybody who is informed has already bypassed the mainstream media. Everybody. If you know somebody, you know, beyond yourself, because I know you're informed listening to this, but if you know other people who are informed, rest assured, they are not tuning into mainstream media as their primary information sources, because that's nothing but a pack of lies. They're tuned into alt media, alternative media, which is, frankly, the real media. And it's us, the real media, who are spreading real information at the speed of light, you know, the speed of the internet, electricity, bandwidth. We are spreading real information that people are acting on in an informed, rational way. And because we are ahead of the curve on every story that matters, everything, you know, InfoWars has been there ahead of the curve for years. Tomorrow's News Today. Alex Jones deserves so much credit for all the stories he broke a decade before they were known, right? And we do a good job, too, at Natural News and Brighteon and all our users at Brighteon Social and all the hosts at Brighteon.tv. We do a great job, too. We're breaking news before the mainstream media will even touch it. So by tuning into mainstream media, you are behind the curve. You're late. You're too late on these fast-moving issues because the quickening is here. So if you want to navigate the quickening, if you want to beat the curve, so to speak, or if you want to beat the approaching wave, whatever wave that might be, a financial collapse, EMP attack, terrorism, cyber war, whatever, day of vengeance from the trans militants, whatever it is, you got to tune in to the alt media, the real media. It has become a matter of survival in this time, a time when, you know, some deranged trans murderer could just break into your school and just shoot a bunch of people dead without notice. Just boom. Oh, day of vengeance. It's here. You need to be able to move rapidly on finances. So you need to have the contacts. You need to know who you can trust. If you suddenly realize, oh my gosh, I need another 50K in gold or whatever, or maybe one day you need to sell your gold, or you need to move money out of bank A and move it into bank B. Like, you need those contacts. You need to know who you can trust, who you can go to. You need to also have those accounts set up ahead of time. And you need to have alternative platforms where you can share information, because the censorship is only going to get worse. So if you're on YouTube right now, you should absolutely plan to be banned on YouTube, because there will be another round of major crackdowns at the next plandemic, by the way, which is coming. So it's critical to have your accounts set up, established on Brighteon.com and Rumble and BitChute and Odyssey and what's this other one people talking about? Rockfin, I believe. I've heard that out there, and a few others. It's critical to have these alternative accounts in place so that you can be nimble. So if I could leave you with one kind of homework item today, which is, in order to manage the quickening, in order to navigate what's happening and to enhance your nimbleness, is that a word? Nimbility? Whatever. To be more nimble, I want you to go out, I want you to set up accounts to upload content onto multiple platforms, including Brighteon.com. I want you to upload at least one video, even if it's just somebody else's video. If you want, feel free to use one of my videos or an animation video or something that people want you to share. Or use somebody else's video with permission, with credit, right? Make sure you have the right to post it, but then give them credit and post that video and get your channels going. And then do the same at banks. Set up multiple bank accounts. If you don't have them already, you should have a minimum of 3 banks set up and ready to roll. You should have a little bit of money in each bank. You should have an ATM card. You should have checks with each bank, and move a little bit of money between them, so you're setting up the money movement routes between the banks so that that's in place and ready to go. Okay? So that's my homework to you, if you choose to accept this mission impossible. that's my homework. Be ready to be nimble and make sure you know where to go to get gold and silver if you want to do that, or where to go to sell it, or where to go to get ammo or whatever. Make sure you're set up. If you want our gold retailer that I trust, that's our sponsor, go to metalswithmike.com. That's the Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company. And I absolutely trust these folks. They do a great job. They're discreet. They're honest. They're helpful. They're educational. They will give you the solutions and information that you need. So consider them. Do your own research and find out all the solutions you need to be prepared for the quickening as it accelerates. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and of course, brighteon.com. Take care. A global reset is coming, and that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you simply because I want like-minded people to survive.